Hello everyone, welcome to On the Regular. We constantly build layers of abstraction to simplify our complex world, but at what exact cost do we lose the ability to see when the foundation is quietly crumbling beneath us? A single maritime choke point holds 35% of the world's helium supply hostage. If it closes, the machines building our future stop breathing. There is no backup. No spreadsheet captures this risk. You can optimize for efficiency until the day you cannot. Then the abstraction snaps, and we are left standing in the dark, wondering why the lights went out. The numbers look safe on paper, but paper does not cool a quantum computer. It does not stop a missile. It does not know how to cross a street when the driver is looking at their phone. We built systems that measure what they can count, and ignored what actually matters, until the count stops working. Political scientist James C. F. Scott coined the term legibility problem in 1998. He described how institutions favor knowledge that can be measured over experiential judgment. This bias creates a selection mechanism. Organizations promote articulate strategists who pass exams. They ignore experienced operators whose decision-making frameworks remain tacit. When you examine the architecture of expertise, you find high-dimensional knowledge processes dozens of variables simultaneously, like an experienced pedestrian integrating car speed and road conditions in real time. Language cannot transmit this parallel processing. It forces sequential transmission. The inability to articulate the model is evidence of a system too sophisticated for the channel. Book knowledge is legible because it appears on exams. Street smarts are illegible because they only show in real-world outcomes. High-dimensional knowledge means expertise that processes dozens of variables at once, like catching a ball while running. It borrows from mathematics, where many interdependent factors resist simplification. This is exactly what Scott's legibility problem targets. Institutions can't measure knowledge that lives in your gut instinct rather than on paper. Now consider the mathematical reality behind this limitation. If you consider 50 input variables, the pairwise interactions alone number 1,225. Three-way interactions exceed 19,000. An expert's model has been calibrated through experience. It weighs these interactions that actually matter while ignoring those that do not. This calibration requires personal interaction with the environment's feedback structure. This explains why apprenticeships work better than textbooks for domains requiring judgment. You cannot transmit calibrated expertise any more than you can give someone else your own nervous system. Yet management systems insist on compressing this complexity into legible credentials. The legibility problem was coined to describe how institutions can only govern what they can measure. They simplify complex realities into standardized data like census categories or exams. This filtering privileges book knowledge over street smarts because tacit expertise doesn't fit on a spreadsheet. That's the context for what follows. This drive for legible credentials creates blind spots in infrastructure planning. Developers assume network reliability that does not exist in practice. Jim Pugh at Sun Microsystems formulated the fallacies of distributed computing in the 1990s. He outlined 8 assumptions about network reliability that always fail, such as assuming latency is zero or bandwidth is infinite. These abstractions ignore physical constraints that become catastrophic during geopolitical conflicts. For instance, Qatar produces 35% of global helium supply. Facilities must export via the Strait of Hormuz. This maritime choke point represents a single point of failure. Helium is a critical coolant for semiconductor manufacturing and emerging quantum computing systems. It cannot be easily stored long-term. This concentration of essential resources creates a systemic risk that centralized models fail to anticipate. The fallacies of distributed computing are false assumptions engineers make about networks, like expecting zero latency or infinite bandwidth. Sun Microsystems documented these in 1994 to warn developers that networks aren't reliable by default. Think of them as the gap between how we design systems and how they actually behave under pressure. You'll see this same blind spot when planners assume resources won't fail during crises. The vulnerability matters because rebuilding disrupted capacity takes years. When you prioritize scalable abstraction over local calibration, you construct systems that appear efficient until a specific critical node fails. This creates a paradox where the drive for resilience through centralization actually generates fragility. In technology, neural weight configurations encode knowledge as numerical values assigned to connections. These distributed patterns produce correct outputs without representing the underlying logic in any form accessible to conscious inspection. Cloud-hosted models depend on networks that fail or slow down. Locally hosted systems avoid these vulnerabilities entirely. Neural weight configurations are numerical values assigned to connections between artificial neurons, encoding a model's learned knowledge. Think of them as patterns of numbers rather than readable rules, knowledge locked in mathematical relationships across millions of connections. This approach emerged from decades of AI research, starting with early perceptron models in the 1950s. These configurations matter here because they make modern AI powerful yet opaque. This scalability drive also exposes physical supply chains to catastrophic fragility where abstraction ignores local calibration needs. Qatar produces 35% of global helium supply through facilities that must export via the Strait of Hormuz. This maritime choke point represents a single point of failure. When geopolitical conflict disrupts this narrow corridor, infrastructure supporting artificial intelligence development faces immediate collapse. The cold logic of the spreadsheet compelled Boeing to outsource critical components. They prioritized immediate financial metrics over operational depth, but the spreadsheet could not capture accumulated systems integration knowledge. This tool turned the aerospace giant into a hollow corporation. It stripped away the very expertise required to manage high-dimensional realities. When complexity spiked, there was no localized calibration left to absorb the shock. The temptation to dismiss failures as rare anomalies ignores structural erosion inherent in scaling without local calibration. We must recognize that optimizing for efficiency creates catastrophic vulnerabilities in expertise and infrastructure. This demands a return to local control, yet even local calibration faces severe economic headwinds. You might think offline mode means an app works without internet, but local first goes deeper. Researchers like Martin Kleppmann advocate building software where your device holds the authoritative data, syncing to the cloud only when convenient and not required. This flips the fragility we just discussed. Instead of breaking when networks fail, these apps keep working because they assume failure is normal. I wrote this last week while trying to stop thinking about systems for a moment. I asked myself if I should be cloning down the memories in my diary instead of this document. I told myself to stop talking about tech, to go see a play, but then the invoice came due, $20,000. Is there a risk? We chase abstract goals, but the bill always arrives in the real world. Even when you try to lean back into the humanities, the machinery keeps spinning. It reminds me why we cling to what we can measure. Because measuring feels safer than living. We need local calibration over scalable abstraction, which erodes resilience by ignoring the realities keeping us safe. That's on the regular for today. Find the essay and sources at Inertia Podcast, Pages, Dev. Until next time.